This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness.
This is Jane Hash with another exciting episode of Hash It Out with Jane. Today, my special guest is Jay Asen, creator of the new Ergo Joystick. Although there is a lot of assistive technology available today, probably more so than there ever has been in history, the majority of it leaves a lot to be desired because it's not consumer-focused. The Ergo Joystick, however, is designed for people with disabilities by a person with a disability. Hashing It Out with me today is Jay Asen. Welcome to my podcast, Jay.
Great to be here, Jane.
So tell us a little bit about your educational background.
I'm a mechanical engineer. I also have a master's degree in rehabilitation science and technology.
Now, when you went to school for that, did you have a disability at that time?
I acquired my disability right before I went to college.
Is that what inspired you to go in that direction?
Not really. I think my dad kind of inspired me to go in that direction. At one time, I was really interested in the arts, but my dad said, at some point in your life, you're going to hate your job. So you might as well make a lot of money when you're doing it. So I took the most lucrative bachelor's degree I possibly could.
Now tell us a little bit, whatever you were comfortable with, about your disability.
I'm a C4-5 injury, quadriplegic. I probably function about a weak C6 level. I had a diving accident in 1999, right before I graduated from high school. And I've been pretty much the same ever since.
So you have a new product that you have designed. Would you like to tell us about it?
Of course. That's why I'm here. So I have designed a new power wheelchair joystick handle. I've actually been developing them since probably about 2003, back when I was in Pittsburgh. These joystick handles are especially designed so that they fit the contours of a person's hand. They're also designed to combat fatigue when you're driving over long distances.
Now, would you say that these are especially useful to people that do not have a lot of hand dexterity?
I designed this joystick handle to work for me. I personally do not have much hand dexterity. I do think that this handle would work for a wide variety of people because it supports the hand well, and also by not making it necessary to use much hand strength or function to use the handle, it kind of encourages a more relaxed position for any person that would be using a power wheelchair.
Is each one custom made for each customer?
Currently, yes. I size the handle based on somebody's palm width. I also can personalize the handle by putting on whatever is a personally important text, or I can make it a color that they would like also, which isn't really available in current power wheelchair handles around the market.
So how do people get your product?
Right now, as of today, they can't. In about, probably by the turn of the new year, people will be able to buy them offline. Eventually, it looks like some of the power wheelchair companies like Pride and Permobil will be looking to put them on the accessories page for their products, so that way people will be able to order them when they order a new chair.
Is this something that Medicaid and Medicare is going to start covering?
I think that depends on which channel you're looking at. On my own website, probably not. But in the future, when other power wheelchair companies are picking this up, they will probably be able to use Medicaid to buy this product.
What's the name of this product?
The product is called the Ergo Joystick. My website is also ergojoystick.com, spelled E-R-G-O joystick.com.
So how many of these are floating around out there?
Right now, I have probably about, I'd say maybe about 10 or 20 of these floating around right now. I have six people that are currently test driving it in exchange for testimonials. I should be compiling those in about a week or so and probably have those up on my website in 3 to 4 weeks. I have a graphic design major. She's going to be putting together how these things look on my website. So it's going to take maybe a little while to get that all compiled.
I think it's good that there's finally some practical assistive technology coming out, because if you're not a wheelchair user, you know, there's no way to really understand that driving a long distance in your power chair can be very tiring on your hand, and your hand can cramp up. So it's nice to see that there's technology like this becoming more readily available.
I think that it's interesting. If you drove a car, you wouldn't want somebody who doesn't drive to design your car for you.
Absolutely.
And if you look at manual wheelchairs, maybe because they have some of the people that had developed them at the time, like the ultralight wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
All of the advances in ultralight wheelchairs have been done, or the major advances in ultralight wheelchairs have been done by people who actually use those chairs themselves. And I feel that that's not necessarily the case with power wheelchairs. So it's interesting and that I have the chance to possibly change some of that.
So do you have any other inventions under your hat?
I have two patents. I have a few other products which are coming along the way, and that's kind of why I incorporated under Roll Geek instead of Ergo Joystick, because I wanted to have the flexibility to bring new stuff out when I'm ready for it.
So has your joystick been in any expos, like the Ability Expo or any other shows like that?
This product is very new. I actually filed my provisional patent back in August. My company was incorporated November 25th. My first couple demos that I went out to different rehab facilities started probably late November, early December. So it hasn't really made its way around yet. I'm still trying to work out how to best do the marketing for this product.
I'm definitely optimistic about the success of your product, because after you and I had already been in correspondence, I got an email from one of your very happy customers in Canada who told me I had to interview you so that everybody could find out about your product.
I have never met her yet, but I have talked to her on the phone, and she seems to be a wonderful person, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Awesome. Is there anything else about your product that you think we should know about?
I think something that's interesting about products, especially disability-related products or things that have been considered health-related products up to this point, it seems to me that most of these products are based on a company trying to sell something to somebody's medical insurance, as opposed to selling it to somebody, you know, and they sell to the physical therapists, they sell to the doctors, but really the person-centered focus is not there. Like if you try to think about how somebody would market this stuff, I guess it's difficult to market to every person with a disability because I feel like a lot of times we're pretty closed off from each other socially, just because of the way, especially with acquired disabilities, it just kind of happens. It's not like you end up in that community to begin with. So it's difficult to get a lot of the information through other sources besides your providers sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think that providing a product that is based on what somebody needs and what somebody wants, actually almost more importantly, what somebody wants, is a big step forward in providing a product, not just assistive technology, to somebody with a disability.
Absolutely, I agree. Thank you, Joe, for designing this awesome product. I can't wait to see more of it and hear more about it. And I'm excited to see what you'll come up with next.
I'm excited to come up with something next.
Awesome. Joe Olson on Hash It Out with Jane. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, Jane.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.